Good morning. I'm Pastor Olander. The reason I'm here today is because Pastor Thompson came down with COVID. So he contacted me yesterday to see if I would fill in, and I graciously, obviously said I would. I was second string on Wednesday, but I was sick. Pastor Johnson, he's third string. Well, I'm second string again today. So I bring you God's word. We begin with our opening hymn, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, 709.
Greetings in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, December 11th, 2022 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Brian and Pam Featon and Robert Clem. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 709, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Hymn 709, found in the Lutheran Service Book. Ron and Janet Estall are sponsoring the radio broadcast to the glory of God in thanksgiving for their many blessings.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them,
and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue with our psalm today, Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being.
Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation.
When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish.
Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord his God.
Who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever.
Who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free.
The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin.
The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. Our Old Testament lesson for this, the second Sunday in Advent, is recorded in the 35th chapter of Isaiah, beginning with the first verse. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute shall sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our catechetical review in regards to the table of duties. What does a table of duties say to widows?
The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives.
Our epistle lesson is recorded in the 5th chapter of James, beginning with the 7th verse. Patience in suffering. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the singing of the Alleluia verse. Our Holy Gospel lesson is recorded in the 11th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the 2nd verse. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." This is the word of the Lord. We confess our Christian faith before one another in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. There'll be no children's message today. We continue with the singing of the sermon hymn, Hark the Thrilling Voice is Sounding, hymn number 345.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 345, Hark, a Thrilling Voice is Sounding, hymn 345 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation is recorded in the fifth chapter of James, beginning with the seventh verse. This is the same as our epistle lesson for today. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, brother, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Here is the reading of our text. Please be seated. Fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus. Fourteen more days until Christmas. There are certainly many children who tell you that they can't hardly wait. It seems like an eternity in coming. They wonder if Christmas will ever get here. And so they continue to ask their moms and dads, how many more days now, Daddy? How many more days now, Mommy? Their parents, on the other hand, may be thinking, how in the world am I going to get everything done in the next 2 weeks? I've got gifts to wrap and to buy and to wrap. I've got a house to clean. I've got food to prepare and on and on and on and on, all the things yet to do. Sometimes patience can just be a difference of perspective. Patience often only becomes conspicuous by its absence. In our text for this morning, we're admonished to be patient until the coming of the Lord. Now, in prison, almost everyone has an out date, and I have served you for about 41 years at the prisons. And everybody there, almost all of the people in prison, have an out date. And each inmate has to wait until that day comes before they're released and then allowed to go home. Now, each of us also has an out date from this life. A day when we will be taken out of this world. Our text tells us to spend this time in patience, to spend this time in forgiveness, knowing also that even the world itself has an out date. When the Lord Jesus himself will come in glory and destroy the world with fire, creating a new heavens and a new earth, where we will live with him for glory, live with him eternally in glory. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. When my children were still at home, I used to teach them that they could either learn by instruction in what others had already learned and experienced, or they would then have to learn by their own experiences, which were usually much more difficult lessons. Learn from others, or learn the hard way. Now, we're told in Scripture that even Jesus learned patience from the things that he suffered. This was necessary, because no one had ever, and no one will ever, suffer like he did, as he lived a perfect life for us, and died physically, and died spiritually for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus learned patience from the things that he suffered. We also learn from the things we suffer, and we do well to learn patience from the suffering and instruction of others. Now, one of my daughters, when she was young, had a part in the Christmas program, in the church's Christmas program, and she was about 3 years old at the time, and her part was John 3:16. And so it was about this time of year, and she came to me and said that she wanted to practice her part. Now, fortunately, I was wise enough to realize that's one of the best things in life, is to hear your daughter, your young one, tell you her Christmas part. And so she came to me and she started, "God so loved the world that he gave his only forgotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Now, she didn't know the word begotten, and so she substituted the word forgotten, and I, of course, corrected her and told her the right word that was there in Scripture. But then I thought about it. You know, what she said wasn't wrong. Jesus is God's only forgotten Son. He will never forget you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He loves you with an everlasting love. What great grace. What great love that God has for us, that God has for you. And so our text points to examples of patience so that we can learn patience from others. Now, first of all, we're directed to pay attention to the farmer. Now, many of you probably farm that here. I know some of you do. How the farmer patiently waits for the early and late rains and then the harvest. And some will tell you how hard it is when it hasn't rained to be patient. To be patient on the Lord. In fact, I remember a conversation that I had with a particular farmer. This was a number of years ago. It was back in the early 80s, and it was during a year that was a severe drought. I don't know if you remember back when that was, but all there was at the end of the year is just some corn right around the edges. The middle of the field had no corn in it. Some of the farmers even plowed the fields up because there just wasn't anything to harvest. Well, this particular farmer had helped his son the year before, and his son had started a hog operation and went bankrupt, and so he had to help pay off the note because his name was on it. And he had intended to retire in just a couple of years. And then that dry summer came, and it didn't rain, and it didn't rain, and it didn't rain. And the churches all prayed, let it rain. And the farmers all prayed, let it rain. And June and July and into August, and there was no rain. Now, I knew that he had this difficulty, that he and all the other farmers were very stressed. And I knew that what his plans were of retirement, and I knew that he was in this financial difficulty because of having to pay off his son's loan. And so I brought up in the conversation, and I said, you know, started talking about rain, and I just got a couple of words out, and his immediate response was, it'll rain when it's supposed to. It'll rain when it's supposed to. I learned a great deal about patience from that man. I learned a great deal about faith from that man. You know, sometimes life can get difficult and problems arise. The Lord promises to work it all together for your good. And the deliverance will come when it's supposed to. And so our text points out that we have the prophets as an example, as another example. Most of whom were imprisoned and hunted and killed because of their faithfulness to the Word of God and their faithful service to God. These men who spoke God's Word and remained faithful, looking for the Lord's blessings to come, knowing that those blessings for them probably would not be in this life. But they knew they had a better home that awaited them. And they looked forward to the promises of their Savior. We see the steadfastness of Job that's also pointed out in our text, who suffered greatly, who was afflicted by the devil with loss of possessions and loss of family and even loss of health, whose own wife counseled him to curse God and die. Consider Job, who remained faithful, confessing God's goodness and saying, "The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Hopefully, most of you have had a blessed mother or blessed father or blessed friends who remained steadfast as they were challenged in life or challenged in death. And our text points that we should look at those two, those people that remained steadfast. Take their examples to heart. Learn patience, godly patience, from the example of others. Learn to practice godly living, to live in forgiveness as you looked at the sufferings of Christ. You can be patient in your own sufferings in life, in humble expectation of God's goodness and grace to you. And so we look at others throughout history, and I don't know if you ever heard or read any of Fox's Book of Martyrs. If you haven't read it, it's excellent. And look for the modern translation, because the early translation is written in Old English, and you can't hardly figure out what they're saying. But it speaks about those who suffered for the sake of their faith and looked to their God and kept their eyes fixed on Christ and not on their own difficulties and sufferings. And so it tells of those who were burnt at the stake, who sang hymns until their flesh melted off their bodies. We're told of those who were under the judgment of being beheaded, who kissed the sword that would behead them as the blessed implement that would usher them into the presence of their God. You know, sometimes patience is difficult during good times, and oftentimes it's even more difficult during bad times, because we just go on living. We just do our thing, not thinking of our Lord and keeping our eyes fixed on Him. So whether it's sickness or health, whether it's poverty or wealth, whether it's bad times or good, whether it's loss or gain, whether it's uncertainty or disappointment or sorrow, whether it's in life or whether it's in death, wait patiently on the Lord until His coming is revealed and His plan and purpose is perfected in you. See what great grace and blessing that you have in Christ. See how He suffered and died patiently on the cross for you, to forgive all of your sins, to restore you to the Father as His adopted son. By the power of the Holy Spirit, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus in season and out of season. And let His love and joy and peace and hope and salvation fill your heart and mind with the faith that only He can give. And that He does give through word and sacrament in this life. Live at peace with God. Live at peace with man. Patiently living at peace with God and man. In Jesus' name, amen. Please rise. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Please be seated as we continue with the gathering of the offerings.
You've been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Charles Olander deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM, or on Facebook Live or on the Internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from ages 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. If you would like more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Please rise for prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, bestow upon us your Holy Spirit so that we may ever have a determined perseverance to both endure the trials and the tribulations of this life and also learn to love our neighbor as ourselves as we patiently wait your glorious second advent, when we will be glorified and live forever in the renewed creation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, as the giver of all good gifts, we then praise you that you have this week bestowed upon Dorothy Donath her 93rd birthday. Praise unto you for your good gifts to her and the blessings of faith in Christ as her Savior. Continually be with Dorothy so that her faith in Christ not waver but be steadfast all the days you bestow upon her. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Dear God, the giver of life, Tim and Kathy Neitzel praise you for the birth of a granddaughter, Maria J. Marie Wheeler, born to Kristen and Matt. We thank you that mother and daughter are doing well, asking that you send your holy angels to watch over Maya, and that her parents would swiftly bring her to the waters of holy baptism, there to find life in Christ in that blessed flood. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with Pastor Thompson and all who are suffering from health problems. We ask you to be with his mother who is recovering from surgery last week. Lord, you're the physician of body and soul, and so we commend them to your care and keeping, knowing you as a loving and gracious and powerful God. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
O Lord, the prophet Isaiah looked forward to the day when blind eyes would see, deaf ears would hear, lame legs would leap, and mute tongues would sing. Until the final day of restoration draw near to the sick and recovering. We pray also for Fred Heidelberger, Lori Schaub, Shirley Aukamp, and those that we now name in our hearts. Give them health according to your glorious will. Bind up those who suffer both body and mind, that they may look towards the resurrection of all flesh. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Gracious Christ, until you return, there will be rumors of wars and turmoil upon the earth. Hear our prayers for those who suffer from the effects of warfare. Cause wars to cease. Comfort the wounded and console the grieving. Curb evil, O Lord, that humanity may learn to live in peace. In your name we pray, even as you taught us to pray, and invite you to join me. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
Amen. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. We continue singing the closing hymn, hymn number 690, Hope of the World. You may be seated. few announcements. A reminder that there's a voters meeting immediately following our worship service about the calling of a principal. Also to be reminded of Advent service this Wednesday. There are several other things. Read your bulletin closely. I know there's several things going on out of the school. So read your bulletin carefully and enjoy the service that you have opportunity to perform in God's kingdom. Okay, church got done a little early, so go ahead and get your coffee and donuts. We're going to start about 10 after 9 or so. Thank you.